Follow me into worship. Set distractions aside. Oh, as you follow me into this, know that you will see life, and you will see life more abundantly. Surely, these are the places of the Most High, says the Spirit of Grace, that holy place where I live, which is a place of love, the holy place where I abide. These are the places of the Most High, and I invite you to come and fellowship with me, for the flow of my love will eradicate that torment and that fear. Let your being be purged and bathed in that which I have to offer you. Come to me based on who I am to you. I am your Father who loves you, helps you, and teaches you in the way you should go. Worship me for who I am to you. I am your Father, and I love you. Come and learn of me. Come and partake of me. Come, and as you come, shake off that which would weigh you down as you approach me. Approach me based on my love for you and my desire for you. And know this, as you come, as you learn and grow stronger in this, you will look behind you and see many things left behind that were entanglements of the flesh. This ingredient of worship is an ingredient in your walk by which wisdom often enters in, and instruction is easily brought forth. As my worship becomes quite pronounced in this season, many questions shall be answered that have been placed in my hands. Much wisdom shall be available as you enter into this holy and sweet place with me. Let your heart be open with me. Let your soul engage itself in worshiping me, and envision the one who invites you in with arms open wide for you. Envision the one who loves you and gave the son he loved for you. Envision the one who says every moment of every day, "You are loved. You are loved. The door of my heart is always open. Enter in." As you let your heart rise in worship, you are choosing to agree with the adoration that is within you for me. And this opening of your heart allows me to reach into places in you where change is needed. For in my presence, my desires and my strength fill you. But you must learn to keep coming even when you feel most unworthy. Be mindful of this one thing. You are the one I'm waiting for. I am your Father, and I am the one who has the help and strength you need for every step of your life in me. I will bring you higher as you reach for me through worship. Your strength in me will increase. Your determination will increase. Your eyes will be able to see aspects of me more clearly, and we will ascend to new places that will impact your believing. For worship is the opening of the heart to the truths that are in me. Like a conductor, my spirit will lead you as one, even as he leads each one individually into places in fellowship that will set you free to receive much more of me. I desire to be as a river overflowing the banks and sweeping everything away with me into places of my presence where your only awareness is the river that is around you, surrounding you. I am that river. For your eyes to see and your ears to hear, you need to come and to draw near, because in my presence there is literally all you need. So let your praise and your worship continually rise before me, and I will take you by your hand and lead you into places in me that you do not know about and that you do not see. But be assured, there is always more in me. Be assured, there is always more in me. In this place of fellowship, I bring the eyes of your heart into focus on me. In this wondrous place of worship, I help you leave the place of your eyes being on you and help you enter the place where your eyes are on me. I draw you into worship so you can know me. And I draw you, I invite you into worship so you can see me and understand my great, great love for you. For in this place of communion, this place of worship where your spirit communes with me, our fellowship grows deeper. Follow me into a free flow of love between you and me, where you are caught up in me, beyond the affairs of anything around you, and where you are loving me, the eyes of your heart being intently fastened on me. This is corporate intimacy, laying aside everything and reaching into you and me and allowing your passion for me and your adoration to flow freely. These places in me that you enter into in worship are places of strength by which you enter into the abiding place I have given you. Where you no more have eyes for you, you only have eyes for me. Your life is in me. This is your place in me that I lead you into. Behold, I do come and stand at the door. I knock at those times when I desire a son or daughter to draw near to me, that we might sit down to a feast I bring. The invitation is to come closer, even closer still. There is a closer still to be had in me, so I call out that I might be invited in. As you offer up more of who you are in the place of worship, I am able to give you more of who I am. The result will be more of me and less of you, and you will walk in a greater strength out of your new man. Open your hearts in fellowship with me. From the place where deep calls unto deep, and love flows freely. Come and be carried away by me, for I am taking you much deeper in intimacy in my glory. Come, follow me, and learn even more of yielding and flowing in the currents of my spirit. Let him take you deeper into my presence, where it is much easier to receive. Come. Follow me.